All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Today we are featuring the album Burglar from Freddie King, recorded in 1974. And Texas, the Texas Cannonball, Big Freddie. Let's get right into it. We played Pack It Up already. Here's one I like right here. It's called Pulpwood. Every album that he does, he always has an instrumental on it. And this is instrumental on this one. It is Pulpwood. Lord, there's Pulpwood. That's his instrumental on that album right there. I'll tell you what, that song changed tempo 5 different times, chord arrangements 3 different times, and they said he was hard on his band. I mean, that'd be a tough song to play for the drummer and the bass player. All these signature changes, but that's Freddie King. Always puts a good instrumental on every album. And this next song coming up is called Sugar Sweet. And I mentioned earlier that Eric Clapton played with him on stage a few times. And he had the privilege of actually recording this song with him. And this is Sugar Sweet by Freddie King, but the solo in the middle is from Eric Clapton. Sugar Sweet.
She's my baby, don't you see? sugar never was so sweet. I ain't no surprise. She served me in the bed. She manicured my nails, scratched down her from my head. Lord, she's my baby. She's my baby, don't you see? I can't call her sugar. Sugar never was so sweet.
Sugar Sweet, Freddie King, off the Burglar album. That was Eric Clapton played a solo on that. So I want to hear that song. One of the first ones I listened to. But one thing I really noticed on that song was the bass line. I'm pretty much into bass guitar or anything. But listen to that song right there. Put your headphones on and turn your bass up on your equalizer. That song has a very cool bass line, to say the least. But that was Eric Clapton. Eric, he said first person he really tried to sound like on the guitar was Freddie King. That's a pretty good compliment. And he got the privilege of actually being on stage with him and recording a few songs with him. That's pretty cool. You know, you get the opportunity to record with your guitar hero, I suppose, for lack of a better word. We got some more coming here. I Had a Dream.
She's the only woman I ever loved.
And there's the great Freddie King. I had a dream. And, you know, Freddie, like I said, he's from Gilmer, Texas. And this album was recorded in 1974. And unfortunately, Freddie passed away in 1976. He's only 42 years old. It's one of those, you know, what could have been. And unlike these other blues guys, the grass didn't grow underneath his tour bus. He toured over 300 days per year, many times more than that. And he lived hard and he partied hard. He loved to stay up all night playing poker. If you listen to the Grand Funk Railroad's Mere an American Band, up all night with Freddie King. I got to tell you, poker's his thing. And he didn't eat well. He liked to party. And he started getting stomach ulcers. They said his big, the thing that's worse is he liked Bloody Marys. You know, he liked to eat. And he liked to drink. And he said, why are you drinking these Bloody Marys? He said, they're made out of tomatoes. These things got food in them. And that's, it's funny, but it's not funny because really what took him out. He got really bad stomach ulcers. And they said he got a bad case of, what's the organ? The organ that produces your insulin. I can't remember that. Pancreatitis. There you go. And he's a large man. He played hard. He drove hard. He partied hard. And, just not very conducive to a long life, I suppose. But I like that song right there. I had a dream. It's about working 7 to 7. He probably late when he first moved up to Chicago. He worked in a steel mill. And another good story about Freddie King is the legend has it. You know, he went from Gilmer to Dallas and decided he's going to Chicago. And lore has it, he walked from Dallas to Chicago. I have no idea how true that is. Sounds like a pretty tall tale to me, but it's a good story. And he went from there, and he got to Chicago. Had a hard time to start with. He didn't fit right in, but he stayed true to his craft, kept his head down, played the guitar, got better, got turned down by Chess Records several times, but he made it work. He made it work, and that's what you got to do, especially back then. You know, you just got to make it happen. Hey, don't go away. We got a lot more music coming up right here, and you're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF. Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.